Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the family with
Hackmaster Ralph W. Basham, MD.
Alex Bernard Rasmussen.
Oh, so soft spoken.
So quiet.
Catherine Brandt.
And Grant Bernard. And Kristen Burt, right after this with the family.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Moving soon? Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, local and family-owned since 1964. John, you and your staff do a lot more than just move.
Tommy, we do. We move residential and commercial, local and long distance. Folks love our decluttering service, especially if you want to stage a home for a sale. We can store your belongings while in between homes, junk hauling with junk luggers, including a service for items you wish to donate to the less fortunate. And if you need to move your car, we do that too. And at a great price.
Can it get any better?
Yes, it can. Mention Tom Bernard or KQ, and you'll receive a free moving box kit with every move. And you'll save $50 off junk removal with junk luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at AAAMovers.com. AAA Movers. You may not move every day, but they do.
We're rocking out, man. That's all I know. Apparently, her quarterly appearance on the family podcast, here she comes. It's already April, so we had her in January, now April. So we're doing well. The hell have you been?
Here for quarter two. This is my appearance.
Where have you been?
I've been working on set. My schedule got switched around, but
liar.
You have me all of April, so that's great, right?
Yes.
We'll see.
And she okay. Survived the earthquakes.
I did. We had a 4.0 at 4:45 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? I didn't even know that.
You
didn't come up. I had no idea that was true.
Great news.
Well, 4.0 is not that big a deal anyway.
It's not. It's no. You know what it is? It's when it happens while you're still sleeping. a 4.0 is enough to cause a little bit of noise and a little bit of shaking. So it just wakes you up out of a dead sleep. So everyone then, of course, goes to Twitter and goes, earthquake, 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 earthquake. That's how it goes. It's called earthquake Twitter.
didn't the app work? Did the app trigger?
The app did not go off for me.
Oh, it didn't? Now you have the early warning. You have early warning labs.
I do. I have it on. I double-checked it today, actually.
Okay. I'll talk to the management and see why it didn't trigger. I think it triggers at 5 or 4. It does trigger a little bit higher.
So mild. Yeah, you don't want to panic people if it's a smaller awake.
I don't care about a 1.2 or anything. Right. A 4.0 is nothing. After I experienced that 7.1 we had a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
the epicenter was far away from us, but that was scary enough. I was like, oh, I see what everyone's talking about now.
Wait until that 9.0 ticks off by the Salton Sea. You wait until that one? That's coming toward you. But you get a minute warning. You get a minute warning for that 9.0.
A minute to do what? Like shut my door?
Jump in your hot air balloon.
Get out of your house and away from anything above you.
Under your table is what you do. Your heaviest piece of furniture.
Now, if it's a 9.0, I'm going to be outside. Outside.
What about the earth breaking open?
It doesn't crack, like it shows
in the movies.
No,
the giant fissure.
Yeah, the rock. The rock told us everything's going to open up.
Yeah, exactly.
In his San Andreas movie, which my friend wrote, by the way.
Ah. Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Andre Fabrizio wrote it.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I've known him since his struggling days as a screenwriter to, writing movies for The Rock and Bruce Willis and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Kind of fun to watch.
What a world.
Good for him.
We want to run something by you. We were speculating on this. Do you think that broadcast television is just about done? ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox?
Yeah. I don't know how they are going to compete. And I think if you take a look at everything that is happening, and not just scripted shows, take a look at things like award shows, things that used to draw viewers that were must-see television. You are looking at situations where viewership's gone down 50% in some of the live events that normally were big draws even 5 years ago. There's a lot of struggles there.
It's kind of sad. We were just talking about, look, I'm in radio, and most people under 35 don't listen to the radio, so my career is going to wrap up. I guess I'm very lucky. It'll wrap up just about when radio is not even listened to by people under the age of 45. Television has lost its audiences. I mean, those TV, late night TV shows are doing dreadfully bad, but they're horrible shows. I mean, the Stephen Colbert, who the hell does this guy think he is? God, is he arrogant. And I have friends that work for him, and they love the guy. But seriously, I don't want to hear your political opinion every night. Once in a while, throw it in.
But well, and that's the thing. He came from a political show and then, moved into Letterman's spot.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, and that's what his audience knows him for. So I guess he's going leaning into what he knows. And I think all of the late-night shows are struggling right now, because they leaned so heavily for 4 years on making fun of Trump. Because guess what? He was good for television.
Yep.
Even if you loved him or didn't love him, he was good for television. And now we're like, Biden's not as much fun to make fun of.
No.
He's kind of boring, and he's just doing the job for president, which most presidents do. But, Trump was in the business of making headlines.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no question about that. I mean, you put them all together, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Colbert, and none of them are any good at it. I mean, Kimmel might be the most arrogant little puke I've ever seen on television. Good God,
what do you really think
there,
Tom?
But what's he got to be arrogant about? What the hell's he ever done? Oh, boy, you were Ben Stein's sidekick on Win Me the Money
because
or whatever.
Because he has a national show and people kiss his ass all day
but
long.
But nobody
that's
watches
out.
It. You know, there are some days the KQ Morning Show draws more people than national television shows.
Wow.
Where's your ass kissing?
Yeah, how come nobody's kissing my ass?
Where's my ass kissing portion here? Where's mine?
Let's go.
Oh, believe me, if you made yourself receptive to some super PAC donations, they would be all over it.
Really? Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, send me $25 million
right now. Whoever
wants
to send us money, we'll say whatever you want.
Whatever. I've changed my mind. Yay.
Every politician.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? All these politicians are such pukes. Oh, God.
They're all bought.
They are. They're all bought and paid for. Every damn one of them's bought and paid for, and it's just, I don't know. I try to watch the news. I try my hardest. Kristen, seriously, I tune into CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all of these and Newsmax, and they're unwatchable. I mean, you can't, it's the same thing every day, right?
I just do Associated Press and like Reuters just to get unbiased.
A little balance,
straight facts. That's it. And I just read it. You know, it's like, okay, great. That's what I need to know about the issue. And then I'll form my own opinion.
You know, if they would just take a day off, if they want to puke out the same stuff for an hour, take a day off in between. Do it on Monday, take a day off Tuesday. Do it on Wednesday, take a day off Thursday. You know, do it that way. There's a little balance there in the universe.
On Wednesdays, we'll report the nothing but the truth. On Thursdays,
we'll pink.
I will tell you something, and I'm very serious about this, and I'm not kidding. If I all of a sudden announced that I've decided to swing over, I was a fool, I grew up a Democrat, I should have never left the Democratic Party, I'm all in, I'd be a multimillionaire within about a month.
Let's go.
It's true. I would.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There's no doubt about that. They would send me money like there's no tomorrow. So,
well, when Rush Limbaugh is gone, there's a power vacuum. Just become the new Rush. There you go.
The liberal Rush, the progressive Rush.
Well, there's plenty of those.
There's plenty
me.
Of those, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's probably true. But
there really is no like hyper conservative.
Not anymore.
Like,
no
voice anymore.
Who's going to take Rush Limbaugh's place? Anybody?
I
are
do
they shutting that down?
Alex Jones.
I mean, I think Tucker Carlson gets the most news.
Yeah, he's probably the closest.
But he's nowhere near as far right as Rush was.
No, Rush was. He pissed people off on purpose.
Yeah,
he did. True. That is true. He did it on purpose.
Who's the guy that left Fox News and does his own podcast?
Bill O'Reilly?
No. He was forced.
Yep. Yeah, he was fired.
No, the guy that, I think he's LDS up in Utah.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He always was so condescending and so holier than thou.
What the hell is it?
He's got a beard now. It kind of looks like
know.
A goofball.
Who the hell? I couldn't
he was
name,
on
like,
Fox back
three
yeah,
he
was on Fox.
Fox
he left, and then he has his own podcast or his own video.
Well, Shepard Smith went over to, CNN? It's not him.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Who else we got?
Bill Hemmer?
No.
Bill Hemmer's still on there.
I don't know
who that was.
Probably
would
not Megyn Kelly, since she mentioned a beard.
I know who you're talking about. But I can't think of
it. Careful. Hey, you got to be so careful using the word beard with a woman and marriage
go,
and things
Andy.
Like
Sexist
that. That is
Andy.
Like, there's a real.
Greg Gutfeld?
No, he's still on Fox.
I don't know who the hell's on Fox.
Well, I don't know who it is.
Those who left Fox. How about that?
I said former
Everyone
Fox personality.
Everyone left Fox at some point.
What's that?
That's true.
Over the last 5 years, everybody left Fox.
Everyone's been on Fox at some point
he
in
left
their
about
career.
5 years ago.
I know who you're talking about. In Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Who the hell is that? Jesus.
Utah. That might give me some.
Well, Alex Jones is old. He's washed up, but he was never on Fox. He was on some other channel. I don't know what
Casey
channel.
Scott?
No.
Nope.
He's a former Utah, et cetera.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll get it figured out.
I'm surprised that Kristen doesn't know who it is because she's a way far righty. She just starts laughing. That's great. Although you're not that, you don't lean that hard one way or the other, do you, Kristen?
I don't, and that's why I refuse to watch either CNN or MSNBC or Fox or Newsmax. I just don't want to watch any of it.
I don't blame you.
Darren Cotton, it's Glenn Beck.
Glenn, thank you
Glenn
very much.
Beck.
Glenn
that's
Beck.
Exactly
yeah.
Glenn
Isn't Beck. There a scandal what? About him, too?
I don't know.
He's in Texas now. He's
Everyone's
got a big compound
a
in Texas, I guess.
Glenn Beck.
I can't keep up with the scandals. I've got to be honest.
I know. Everyone's got a scandal going.
That's because everybody
headlines.
In that business, or not in that level of business, has a scandal going.
Well, yeah, that's because they're all psychopaths.
One thing I gotta give Glenn Beck the nod because he was the very first TV guy that broke Vince Flynn nationally.
Oh, was he?
Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
So good I gotta him. Give him the nod just for doing that for Vince. That was great.
Hmm.
But then of course Rush jumped on there, and one thing I can say the biggest difference between Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck is that Glenn Beck never hit on Catherine. So that's the biggest difference.
Has he met me?
Yeah, he hasn't met you. That's the only reason.
It's funny looking at the titles of the books that Glenn Beck has written.
Oh, I know.
Agenda 21, Miracles and Massacres, The Eye of Moloch, The Christmas sweater.
That fit right in. No
He's got
problem.
Range.
Well, they just make so much money. It's not about politics. It's about money.
Yeah.
My God, these people make a lot of money.
Yes, they certainly do.
I believe Rush's last income was $85 million a year.
That's what I'm saying. If you're willing to shill, you can make a lot of money.
How much money did Hunter Biden get for his book?
Oh, I don't know. It's usually millions.
Do people really care about his book, though? Like,
I feel like
CBS News interview yesterday and Sunday kind of like came and went really quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody cares about it. I would guess, you know.
I mean, I to me, like, the most notable thing was the fact that he still was dealing with his addiction during the presidential campaign and that his family did an intervention. And that didn't really garner that much news. But I just thought that that was like, wow, his addiction really has, I mean, it's a real big major demon for him, and it really, you know, has chased him his entire life. So, but again, came and went.
I have a question for you guys, and I'm very serious about this. I'm talking about on a national and local basis. Will there be any news reporting in the future on television? I don't think so.
Maybe
I don't see
distant
Prime.
Future.
I don't see Prime, Hulu. I don't see news Netflix. Excuse me. I think the evening news and local evening news is going away, and it ain't going to be anywhere. We don't need it anymore.
That's true.
We need it for national emergencies or something, you know, when they like to do the wall-to-wall coverage.
Well, but
it's a 24-hour news cycle that we don't need.
Right.
I don't need it,
Yeah,
but when things were happening during the pandemic, it was helpful for me to turn it on to see kind of what was happening locally. But I will tell you that there's plenty, like my Roku channel, I can go and find all of my local channels and I can look in what's happening in Chicago and San Francisco and they pipe in all of the news. I don't need to have cable anymore or my local channels to see exactly what's happening. It's all there for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Minnesota here where we have a lot of bad weather, we need local news that way.
But it wouldn't be a nose program.
What do you mean for weather?
They would just
because we have tornadoes. And they have
apps on your phone to alert you for a tornado.
That's true. That's what I use. I haven't looked at TV
but
weather.
But if you're 85, you're not going to be looking for an app.
Wait a minute. Who's 85? Where'd you get that?
If you're 85.
What's your
if
step,
you're
sister?
85. You are
What's
85.
Your step?
Well, I have a 94-year-old grandpa. He doesn't do the TV. He says, hey, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like?
Every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes.
But you guys got him hooked up.
Yeah, we do.
But you guys got him equipped. Not everyone has someone to equip them with technology, or they can't always afford the technology.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What's an Echo Show? It's like, or not an Echo Show, an Echo
an
Dot.
Echo Dot. No, those are cheap.
Those are super cheap.
But it's the getting it onto an iPad.
You got to have the app.
Setting everything
that's
up.
That's true,
there,
yeah.
If he didn't
making
have
it
you,
accessible for people who wouldn't know or understand it, you have to sit down. And I know you guys spent a lot of time making sure, Catherine, I know you worked hard with your dad to make sure he was all equipped and hooked up to the internet.
We worked hard, all right.
The whole thing.
Yeah. We worked hard, all
about right. Every 2 weeks, it's television's broken.
Yep,
TV's broken. And it's broken.
The fix is literally always to unplug and plug it back in. But
sure.
Well, you know, they're just but the octogenarian, nanogenarian, and even the septogenarian market is not going to support local news. I mean,
it's not.
You don't think
No, I don't.
Way.
No, but there's not enough viewers.
It's over.
Well, as people age and people have been more and more tech savvy in their younger years, I would guess that would move that direction.
No, they're not going. They're not going to want people. Andy and Alex's age and younger are not ever going to watch TV news.
No,
I mean, they'll tune in for special announcements,
never
things
do.
Like that.
Nah.
Yeah, they never do. Do you do, Alex?
You when you're sitting in assisted
never,
living,
ever,
staring
ever.
At a wall, they might.
No.
Okay, video game, then. What do I need the news for?
No,
exactly.
Not even
I'll
then.
Read.
Nope, I won't. I don't watch. I haven't watched the local news for 25 years because I just got sick of it. I don't care about the sports. I don't care about what the weather was today. I don't care about the entertainment news that they have to offer.
I mean, what does it all matter?
You know, there's a couple of
When I moved to Los Angeles, because New York was such a big market for local news, I moved to Los Angeles, and the leading headlines were always with entertainment, and then they moved on to, like, politics and everything else, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Where I was so used to politics leading in New York City or city issues.
Yeah, for people outside of Minnesota, and, you know, if you were from here, you'd know this, but Minneapolis-St. Paul was the Chicago, Minneapolis were pretty much shoulder-to-shoulder the best news in America. There's no doubt about it. The Dave Moores of the world and Don Shelby's of the world. Frank and Amelia do a great job. There's no question. Channel 4 has always had, I think, the best news in town. Ron Majors, Paul Majors. These people were really good on Channel 5, Channel 11.
Paul Majors. We got him out here in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was a big deal when he left, though. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah. So, I mean, Minnesotans got treated to the best news anchors in the business. And, you know, certainly the Pat Miles of the world. You go down the list of people, all the women that were given earlier chances in this market than most other places.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a great television news market there. I remember moving from Minneapolis to New York City. I tuned in the news and went, these people are terrible. I mean, compared to Minneapolis newscasters, they were not. They were the tonight on the evening news. Yeah. They're doing that stuff. Like, what are you doing?
Very manufactured personalities.
Right, exactly.
Well,
so.
In all fairness, you know, L.A. did give women a huge opportunity there, but they had to be front of a in front of a green screen. They would be doing the weather, and they had to wear iron-on clothes.
Mm-hmm. And platinum blonde.
They still do.
Is that not the saddest thing in the world
that
there?
True.
Is that true?
It looks like they're... But you know what? They started a trend, and you will see it. And if you look, if you follow any other weather or traffic reporters in other markets, that trend has gone across the country. You'll see it everywhere.
And that trend came from south of the border. Because this has been going on in South America,
totally.
Mexico, Central America forever at the stations
Telemundo
there.
Weather.
And you see it, and it's just, I see it, and I go, man, you know, really? This is the 21st century, and this is what it is?
Well, King of the Hill.
It looks like they rolled into the studio coming from the club the night before.
That's right, there you got club wear.
Oh, God.
They got club wear on.
King of the Hill had an episode about that back in the 90s where Leanne became a very popular weather girl because she... accidentally, because she didn't understand how green screens worked, she wore a dress that was all green except for the area around her breasts, which was blue. So she was just a face with floating boobs, and everyone tuned in to watch. And this was 30 years ago, so nothing has changed.
I like Hawaii's weather. God. There's just a big sunshine with sunglasses on. Tomorrow, 85 and sunny.
Really?
Well, that's L.A. most of the time in L.A.
That's L.A.
That's true.
I was like, that's L.A. Except all of a sudden they're like, we have the Doppler 24,000 that we bought for 1 week a year.
But it might rain.
Yeah, the Santa Ana's come in and you get the B-roll of a palm tree that blew over in Redlands.
Right, or fire season. They have started to use it for fire.
Oh, yeah, fire season. Yeah. Oh.
Which is now like 9 months out of the year.
Yes, it is.
It is pretty much true. I don't know.
Well, all the water's been drank. It's gone.
Drank?
Yeah.
Drunk.
So we're having a drought again.
Consumed.
We didn't get enough
consumed.
Rain this winter.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're going to get rain for the next. It's really beautiful right now, but we're going to get rain for the next.
We had sideways rain yesterday.
Matter of fact, it looks like it's going to be about 6 o'clock this afternoon. It'll start raining. It's got 80% chance of rain tomorrow. 80% chance of rain on Thursday.
Well, that's what happens when you got 10,000 lakes thawing.
Yeah, it's true. It's exactly
all our
right.
lakes are so low.
Yeah, we need some rain.
We need a lot of rain.
Crazy. Yeah,
we do need a lot
it'll
of rain.
It'll be welcome.
We need much rain.
So that'll be good.
Fawn spent 2.5 hours doing yard work with Dan on Saturday.
Well, yard work?
Yeah, they raked the entire yard together. They picked up poop. They bagged it all. She was out there for 2.5 hours. And she comes running upstairs. And she's like, Mom! Come out in the yard with your bare feet and run around the yard. Doesn't it feel great? And I'm like, this feels like needles in my feet. Because the grass is so dry.
It's so dry.
But she's like, she picked up a bunch of piles of sticks and all this stuff because of all the wind. Yep. There are just sticks everywhere.
Okay, is she available Sunday?
Hey, she might.
Meanwhile,
if you watch her and you're like, can you? She was so into it. It was amazing.
Meanwhile, Kristen's like, I can't turn on my stove or my house will set on fire. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's too bad. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
So was Sage able to tear himself away from Paw Patrol to help out?
Paw Patrol.
Good God, Paw Patrol, man.
Kids in Paw Patrol.
I don't know what it is about that freaking
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Brightly colored animals. That's, you know,
that's
what
true.
More do you need?
I don't even know. And they both got Paw Patrol books in their Easter baskets, and he just carries it around and asks people to read it to him all day, every day.
What was Easter basket from Sunday?
That's great, though.
Yeah, because we don't have them watch any TV Monday through Thursday at all. We're just like no television because or else it's can we watch something? Can we watch something? Can we watch something? Yeah. Can we watch something? And so now he only watches Paw Patrol at my parents' house because you have to pay for it. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay for a bunch of episodes of Paw Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible mother you are.
So much,
you're a horrible mother.
There's so much other television. I bought four episodes. And I'm like, you can just watch these on repeat for the rest of your life because I'm not buying anymore.
Well, he's at the age where he's fine doing that anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, he was so cute in Disney World. We went into a big store, a Disney store, and he got a T-shirt and a... What else did he get down there?
Goofy doll.
And a Goofy doll.
Oh,
and he was really, really tired. And he's like, can I hold my T-shirt?
he
literally just held it up to his little cheek in the stroller and had it dozed off.
He needed a blanket.
It was so cute.
Sagey. Comforting.
Yes, so, so cute. And that was a Cars T-shirt.
Yes.
So yeah.
He was super into Cars. No, he goes through phases big time. Like Fawn's never been a big phase kid.
Disney princesses.
But
yes.
That's not a phase. That's been like
it's her life.
That's a constant in her life.
She's either
a lifestyle.
She's in a Disney princess outfit, or she's naked.
But that's her lifestyle. Yeah. It's not a phase. Like
yeah,
that's
if you're into something
years.
For 12 years, yeah. It's not a phase.
And it's not a specific princess or anything. It's just like all
she does rotate.
But Sage, it's like Super Y. I want to watch Super Y and talk about Super Y and listen to the Super Y theme song. And then it was Cars. Super I wanted to talk y. about Cars and listen to Cars and read books about Cars and have a T-shirt with Cars. And like he goes in these phases. And right now it's Paw Patrol. Oh,
okay. It is Paw Patrol.
They don't seem to last very long. Like he'll find the next thing.
He has the attention span of a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
you mean?
Exactly. Okay. Almost exactly. 3.
Almost 3.
Andy, I'm going to roll all the way to the top of the hour with Kristen because she has a heart out at the top of the hour. So I'll just roll through and then we'll do the break and then come back with some closing minutes. That'd be good. Look at that, Kristen. You got your own standalone segment with no spots. What do you think of that?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All
sorry,
we
I
do
have
is
to do... at the top of the hour.
No, you got
to
do
well,
it.
We
were late getting to
like,
you.
What, half an hour late? So.
Well, not half an hour, was it?
Almost.
Like 15 minutes, I think, right? 10, maybe?
Something like that.
Well, CB, we called you 22 minutes ago, so, yeah, almost half an hour.
Oops. What is this,
oops.
What is this new show, Them? Anybody seen it? Anybody?
Them is about the ants?
Them.
It's not about ants, is
no,
it?
No, it's not a remake of that, Them.
That movie, Them.
Prime
about
Video.
It's pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty
anybody
horrible.
Know anything about this?
Nope.
I've been getting all kinds of notifications.
Well, what
this.
Is it?
It's whites killing blacks.
What?
Black family moves into an all-white Los Angeles neighborhood.
Oh, God, no.
It's just race war baiting.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
They are going to cause a war if they don't stop.
They're trying.
I'm telling you, they're not going to like what happens with that whole thing either. Jesus.
Oh.
Well, I think they will because they'll profit from it either way.
Oh, so I just clicked on it and the comments are, yeah. Just another attempt to Hollywood to divide us all. I'm canceling my membership. Oh, it's fabulous because it shows what black people go through every day. Yeah. All this
what?
Stuff. Yep.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of that. Yeah, because you know what black people do every day because you are a whitey living in the exurbs. I hate it when white people claim that they know what black people do. Jesus.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Ethan.
God, could you leave them alone? They're human beings just like everybody else. Although when you tune in the news, that you know who that Rick Scott is or Ricky Scott, Ricky Fowler or Ricky Fowler, I think is his name.
No,
he's a black man in America today. That's on. He appears on Fox and CNN and all these places. Every time somebody mentions something today, oh, that's hurting a lot of people of color. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's causing them agony. Oh, they're really deeply hurt. Mm-hmm. No, I got to be honest. Moving the MLB All-Star game out of Georgia is not causing anybody pain.
It's causing Georgia pain because they're not getting the money.
$100 million. Yeah. And by the way, did you see that, Kristen? That $60 million of that was going to go to black-owned businesses. So he actually screwed black people over doing what he did. And I'm talking about Manfred, the MLB commissioner. He actually hurt black people by doing what he did. What an idiot. But he wanted to look cool, you know? He wanted to be the cool breeze, man. Oh, I'm so woke. Are you? Well, $60 million ain't going into black pockets because of you, so way to go, pal. Right?
Well, woke is probably the worst word to use, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not exactly
the one that
woke.
Got Chris Harrison into a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that much.
What did he say again?
I think he was just talking about woke politics, but what he essentially was saying was the contestants that got chosen by The Bachelor was seen at antebellum parties like 2 or 3 years ago, and he was saying, you know, shouldn't we give her a chance or whatever? But he was being interviewed by Rachel Lindsay, who was the first Black Bachelorette, who is now a broadcaster on one of the entertainment shows. And she's like, well, who would I have represented had I gone to an antebellum party? She makes a valid point. But Chris was essentially supporting the contestant from The Bachelor for going to the party. And didn't come across. He shouldn't have answered the question at all, and he leaned into it though instead, and just got himself into a heap of trouble. And
yeah,
they're not using him for the next two cycles of The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, so they're kind of resting him. I think he'll be back for The Bachelor in the fall. That's my guess.
You think then he's coming? Chris Harrison's coming back.
I think he'll come back. However, he's upset. He's already retained lawyers, so. If he doesn't get his job back in the fall, I anticipate some type of legal fight happening.
Well, I will tell you what, I've had him on the show a few times. He's the nicest guy you'd ever want to talk, unless it's totally fake, of course, but I don't think so. He's a very nice man. And I think
he just stepped into a conversation
right.
He wasn't educated about.
Right. I think that's exactly it.
I think
exactly
that's a fair assessment, and he needed to either be prepped for the question or just say, I don't know enough, or
yeah.
Here are my initial thoughts, because he got into a debate that really took a left turn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. It's really too bad, and he didn't mean to insult anyone or harm anyone. He was just supporting, I don't know who. I really wish we just cut the comment. Like, everybody's an expert on everything now. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Oh, I love this. Oh, God. I just thought this. See, this pops up on my screen because God is trying to torture me. That's exactly what it is. CNN's Don Lemon slammed as dishonest and openly partisan for dismissing Biden's false comments. Don Lemon said that Biden's four Pinocchio comments, where your nose grows from lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he just misspoke.
Oh.
No, he didn't. He lied.
Well, I mean, CNN covers for Biden, breaking news.
Yeah, like, hard,
really?
Hard to believe.
But we have to be calling everybody out. Like, if you're a Republican, you lie, we need to call you out. If you're a Democrat,
yes.
You lie, you got it. We got to be calling you out.
Yep,
and
you're
that's,
right.
If we're not, because we keep on saying cancel culture stinks. We all know that.
Yeah.
Accountability culture, I think, is a good thing. Saying, you said this, it wasn't accurate. You have to be accountable for your words, period. Done.
No, I have no argument with you on that one. I agree with you completely.
Why can't we do that? Why is that so hard?
Because there's no money in it. There's no money to be made unless you're way over the top by canceling, by ruining people's lives. You can make a lot of money ruining people's lives,
well,
I will tell you that.
Why don't you make a lot of money ruining Biden's life?
Well, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't do that.
No,
you can ruin certain people's lives.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I just love the fact that you do the comparison between Biden and George W. Bush. They're both pretty much the same kind of guy who misspeak constantly. And then you got Obama and Trump, two of the most arrogant human beings I have ever heard speak. Mm-hmm. And they were shoulder to shoulder, back to back. We either got people who can't complete a sentence or incredibly arrogant people.
So we bookend. We go Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden.
Trump, Biden. It's unbelievable. And they're the same people.
Well, so who's next then? A Clinton redo.
Yeah, probably a Clinton redo.
Oh, let's not do a Clinton redo, you guys.
Let's not do that. The women wouldn't be safe.
It's not a good idea. That era was not great for women.
Now, a question I do have, because there are people that really think in the next 4 to 8 years that Chelsea Clinton's going to run for president. They think that's just a given.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't feel it. I've seen her speak. I did go to a Clinton Foundation conference that I was covering.
Oh, okay.
I find her, I mean, she's extremely well-educated, she's well-spoken, but I don't find her charismatic.
Hillary?
Think that her mother's more charismatic than Chelsea is.
I
think Chelsea blends into the background,
honestly. Does she?
Well, she does.
Well, there's no fire. There's no fire. There's no reason for her to do this.
Well,
she comes
true,
from wealth. She has no reason to do it. She has no reason to jump into this and do this. There's no pressure behind her.
There's no fight for it.
Yeah, there's no fight for it. I mean, so it's I agree. I don't think she's going to run because she doesn't. And if she does, she'll be a horrible failure because she just doesn't have. Why am I bothering with this? You know, I got all the money I need in the world.
That's true.
You know,
that is true.
Or when people say Michelle Obama is going to run, I'm like, no, she's not. Why? She hated the White House. Go and read like some of the articles. Like, it was a tough time for her marriage. She didn't love being there. She didn't love the scrutiny. I'm like, they're off in Los Angeles now, having a good old time.
Isn't it amazing that a community activist and his wife went from being a community activist to billionaires in 10 years?
Everybody is moving to Montecito, and I am telling you that is the billionaire enclave on the West Coast. The Oprahs, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Chrissy Teigen, the Obamas, Ellen DeGeneres, Rob Lowe, they're all there.
Yep, they are. You got the hard out, sister. You got to go.
I do. I've got to go to crack the newsroom next. Got to go cover news.
Did you just speak English? Got to go crack the doodle-duck.
What? Got to go crash the newsroom.
Oh, crash the newsroom.
Yeah, I think there was a little garble there.
All right, behave, sister. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
We'll be right back with the family.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift, the number 2, sell.com. Because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Tom here with a question for you. Is there anything more important than your health? I want you to take control of your health like I did with Profile by Sanford. Developed by doctors and researchers, Profile is a wellness plan that takes the guesswork out of losing weight. You know what that's all about. Should I do this? Should I do that? Well, their certified health coaches are here to educate and motivate you. Profile is not a diet. It's about changing your nutritional habits so you can make healthier choices for life. In fact, I joined Profile recently. Danette is my coach, and she is the greatest. And I mean that, by the way. Keeps me in line, too. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she'll be with me every step of the way. She has been so far. Profile has worked for thousands of people, and it will work for you, too. You should go to profileplan.com to set up a free, no-obligation consultation. Mention KQRS for additional savings. Profileplan.com, promo code KQRS. That's profileplan.com, keyword KQRS. Don't wait. Take control of your health with Profile today.
We're rocking out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. A little news, a little information. Catherine had to leave. Kristen had to leave. So it's the kids and Ralph and me. What do you think?
That's it.
So what else is new? What's important?
Not important.
There's nothing important going on in the world?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know. It's...
Nothing going on in the Western Ethiopia is falling apart, and they had a coup.
There's
a coup in Myanmar. They got a government. They got a military government there. They're killing everybody, and they're killing them, you know, by sects out in Western Ethiopia.
Yeah,
you know, it's a lot of bad places.
What are you talking about? America sucks. Haven't you heard? It's terrible.
I know.
Terrible place.
You know, they're going back to killing you if you're just in the wrong sect, wrong tribe, Western Ethiopia, wrong tribe.
Wait a minute.
Dead.
Are you talking about tribalism?
Well, yeah, I think it's
really?
Going on there. Yeah, I think
boy.
It's going on there. Same thing in Myanmar. They got that tribal. Don't like tribalism. Them Bengalis. Got to get rid of them Bengalis.
It's such a joke that America has pointed to the most racist place on earth. They're all racist around the world.
Well,
sorry.
The Babylon Bee brought that up. Put him in a Uyghur prison camp, a re-education camp.
I love the MLB. The MLB All-Star Game is going to move from Atlanta to a Uyghur prison camp in China. I think that's wonderful. I really do. I really do think that's fantastic. It's so ridiculous, the
so
whole thing.
So over the top. People just have no... I don't think that Americans have any concept of how bad it is elsewhere. Just how...
No, they don't.
Horrific
absolutely
it is. I mean, it is not just... You know, it isn't just like, hey, you can't walk on that street because you're Catholic kind of thing. No.
Oh, no. It's
no,
much, yeah,
you're
right
in this neighborhood. We're going to kill you kind
yep
of thing.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Order of... Oh, three or four orders of magnitude. We're not beat you up. No, we're just going to kill you.
No,
and I've your family.
I've never been there, so I can't speak out of the, personal contact. But I've talked to many of my Australian friends, and I know a lot of people from Australia. Well, not a lot, but a few people from Australia. You will still hear Australians call black people the big N there, right to their faces.
And in Mongolia, that is the accepted term.
There you go.
For black Americans.
Yeah, I know.
And if you're from Africa, there's a different word for people from Africa. Just because that's the word that was used, that's brought into their language, that's their word. Yeah. That's what they use.
Isn't it just unbelievable?
Yeah, well.
You take, because of, people of color, because of white people, because you go down the list, built the greatest country in the history of the world, but it's the suckhole of the universe now because there's so much money here.
Just a terrible place, and it's just so sad that
terrible
the rich people have to find their own enclave in Montecito.
In Montecito, that's where they all is. That a semi-mountainous area?
No, just at the foot, just right. It's you go up the coast through up toward not before you go get to Santa Barbara.
Right,
but you go through Oxnard up that way. Montecito is before you get to there. You look out over the ocean, and I was put off by the oil rigs out in the ocean up there. There's oil rigs. So at night,
really?
You look out over the ocean, and you see these lights out there. It looks like cruise ships. No, they're oil rigs.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's just I never cared for Santa Barbara, but it's right. The mountains go up, or the foothills go up, right there.
Oh, okay.
And so you're up. So they're building up on that bench, or up on the foothill, so they can look out over the ocean and get this beautiful panoramic view of the ocean and the beaches below. Blah 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 blah.
I've never been to Santa Barbara. You don't like it, huh?
No, I never cared for it.
Where's Pepperdine?
Pepperdine is north and east of Malibu, so it's not on the ocean, but it's close. That's where the university is.
Because I heard that campus is beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Conservative place.
That's is it really?
Yeah, conservative place. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh is up and around there. He's up there. He's involved with the sheriff's department up there doing training.
Okay.
Being involved, so, yeah, so that's up.
Well, that's got to be fun.
It is. I think he's really enjoyed that. His I think he'd like to be involved with the Malibu search and rescue team, which is hardcore. That's like the... one of the elite of the elite search and rescue teams in the United States or world. I mean, they train people from all over there. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. The world is just going to hell in a handcart.
Here we go.
It's an event that's high profile enough that the Prime Minister's wife attended. The Mrs. Sri Lanka pageant unexpectedly ended up being high drama on Sunday night. The BBC calls it the country's biggest beauty prize and reports Pushpika Da Silva was named the 2021 winner. Her moment in the sun was short-lived, however. Caroline Jury, the previous winner who went on to win the title of Mrs. World 2020, addressed the audience from the stage. I have a small request. There is a rule that we all have to be married and not divorced, so I'm taking my first steps and saying this crown goes to the first runner-up. She went over and ripped the crown off the winner's head.
Well,
Jesus! What is wrong with people?
Well, I mean, technically, if she wasn't a Mrs., then
that's right.
Because
she can't be in there.
I mean,
that's
Mrs.
It is Mrs. Sri Lanka, not Miss.
It is Mrs. Sri Lanka. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Got to abide by the rules.
Which, by the way, isn't that a bit antiquated? Referring to Mister, and you marry a woman, and she all of a sudden becomes Mrs.
That's right.
That's sexist as a sumbitch, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Sexist as a sumbitch.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, they in France, you're no longer when you're Madam. You're no longer married. You're just over 25, I think.
Oh, is that
so
right?
So they've split it up by age. So what's worse, you know, being married or being a certain age level? So.
I don't know. Everybody is upset. The thing that amazes me, and this is the part I don't really understand, where do you get the seeds to decide you're the one that's going to take the crown off her head? Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, she was former. She was, maybe that was her responsibility to put the crown on the appropriate. I have no idea what her responsibilities are.
All these people.
Besides
are so
Sri Lanka. Man.
Oof. Mrs. Sri Lanka,
you don't
baby.
Get a lot of
that's
news
all
coming
I know.
Out of Sri Lanka these days.
Sri Lanka, well, since cooking. Their civil war, and they sort of ended that a while ago. So Sri Lanka, man.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you with all these people. Seriously, everybody's nuts now. Yep. You know, everybody's crazy.
Let's see, the Sri Lankan civil war ended in 2009. So, that's yeah, right. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while. It went for 25 years. We never heard about it.
Got to hang in there, though. Yep. Full support. Is that what we're talking about here?
Full support. International news. Sri Lanka news.
God. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. When you go through the news in the morning trying to look for things to talk about on a morning show or the podcast or whatever kind of show, the psychosis that's running, it's around the world, too. It's not just here in America. People have lost their minds.
Yeah.
And I blame it squarely on big tech and digital media.
Yep.
Because it gave voice... a huge voice to really stupid people.
Yes, sure did. So,
people that really cannot speak.
They yes. can't. They can't reason. They can't. They're morons, and they have as big a voice as you do.
Yep.
Shouldn't you have to be able to show some reason and some, you know, equity in the whole deal?
Yeah, shouldn't there be some sort of intellectual censorship to what's going on?
You'd think.
You know, you should be able to show some reason, be able to argue a point at some level. But there is none of that. It's just, you know, you can say whatever you want, put up fake pictures 2 years old. This is what's going on now.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Well, even LA Times got caught in that. That was two or three years ago. They were doctoring photos. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know. You can't Photoshop stuff now, kids. You know.
No, it's just not right, Ralph.
Not right.
It's all of them. It's just not right, you know. That's all I'm saying. But in any case, all right. So the kids want to go home. I could tell by the look on their faces. So
yeah, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Well, Melissa has to leave the house at 2, so.
Oh, God, yeah, we better get going then.
A whole lot of time.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're out of here. Family.